Welcome, everyone, to Friday's edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. Kim, do you know what today is?
Well, you just told me it was Friday. Is it the anniversary of the midnight ride of Paul Revere?
It is. April 18th, 1775, Patriots Day. I'm going to read that piece for you today from Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Why don't you tell us about Tri-State Livestock News?
I'd love to before we get into that. That sounds perfect. Tri-State Livestock News. Let's immerse yourself in the world of ranching. You can do it so easy with Tri-State Livestock News. They cover everything. They have information on cattle, horses, rodeo, everything agriculture. It's what ranchers read, so check it out. Tri-State Livestock News.
And Old West Days in Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering is about a week away. Now, maybe a little less. April 24th through the 27th right here in Valentine. Making tracks and making friends. And it starts with the melodrama at 7 o'clock Thursday evening. Free cowboy poetry and music sessions, Western art and trade show, and featured performances by musicians and poets like Dave Stamey, Lindy Simmons, Brooke Turner, and more. Check it out at oldwestdays.net for ticket information. The Midnight Ride of Paul Revere by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Now, a lot of folks can probably recite the first verse.
Of course. Listen, my children, and you shall hear The Midnight Ride of Paul Revere. But I'll let you do it.
All right. Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere. On the 18th of April in 75, hardly a man is now alive who remembers that famous day and year. He said to his friend, if the British march by land or sea from the town tonight, hang a lantern aloft in the belfry arch of the North Church Tower as a signal light. One if by land, and two if by sea. And I on the opposite shore will be ready to ride and spread the alarm through every Middlesex village and farm for the country folk to be up and to arm. You know the rest in the books you have read, how the British regulars fired and fled, how the farmers gave them ball for ball from behind each fence and farmyard wall, chasing the redcoats down the lane, then crossing the fields to emerge again under the trees at the turn of the road, and only pausing to fire and load. So through the night rode Paul Revere, and so through the night went his cry of alarm to every Middlesex village and farm, a cry of defiance and not of fear, a voice in the darkness, a knock at the door, and a word that shall echo forevermore. For born on the night wind of the past, through all the history to the last, in the hour of darkness and peril and need, the people will waken and listen to hear the hurrying of hoofbeats of that steed, and the midnight message of Paul Revere. Other patriots also took on the task of warning their countrymen that the Lobsterbacks, the British, were coming to seize arms, and those men included William Doss, also Charles Prescott, and also involved were John Hancock and Samuel Adams, a couple of the fathers of our country. I want to thank Don and Jenny Nelson of Valentine, Nebraska, for reminding us that the 18th of April is Patriots Day and the 250th anniversary of the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere.
Well, that was a moving piece. Thank you very much, Michael.
You betcha.
Okay. I have a piece by J.R. Trumbull. It's called Chicken Feed. Sue Argenbright dropped this off at the office in Valentine. I may not be a spring chicken, but I'm sure a well-seasoned hen. You wouldn't want to follow on the paths that I have been. Never hatched an egg, but I've helped raise a few. They've turned out quite well, thanks to me and you. I've been quite bedraggled and molten before my time. Even learned to cackle, since laughter's not a crime. I've had to scratch out a living from some rough and rocky places, but through it all I've learned that God's in control of the basics. In the chicken yard of life, there is a pecking order. Don't let the bullies get you down, because in the end, they're sorted. Just keep on scratching and fluffing in the dust. Do your best every day, leaning on God's good trust. Again, J.R. Trumbull.
The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale coming up, of course, in Miles City, Montana, starting May 3rd and 4th with Derby Day races, Mother's Day races where mothers get in free. That's going to be on May 11th. And the Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff Concert is May 15th. And then we hit the full stride with May 16th through the 18th. All kinds of bronc riding, including the world's biggest one-day match bronc ride on May 18th. It's all at Miles City, Montana, during the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. Go online to buckinghorsesale.com for details. And keep listening to The Good Stuff.